And from apologetic standpoint, the application of apologetics, it's great to know the maximal facts, the minimal facts of the resurrection. I don't discount that even as a presuppositionalist. But one of the things that I think that we lose sometimes is it's not facts to know, it's facts to live. And without those application points, we're just amassing facts that were there for writing books and not carrying out the gospel. And that means both in preaching of the word for justification purposes and for sanctification process. I think we see today, Vadi Bakum can extol men to manhood, and it's the worst thing in the entire world. But Jordan Peterson does it, and it's oh my goodness, he's speaking so much truth, and there's such a hunger for it. I don't understand, and going back to the church leaders, there's such a especially over the past 3 years when something happened at this time and point, the absolute failure of the church to be the church, and it's not something that we haven't seen before, but it's definitely encouraging that there are times and then there are periods after those times, and we just continue on calling people to faith.
Yeah, it's interesting you say the Jordan Peterson thing, because that's the same exact way I felt too when people were like, look at this, he's telling people how to live. I'm like, I remember I was in China and a friend of mine was from Estonia, and he was telling me how much he really enjoyed Jordan Peterson, everything he described, and I was like, what? Okay, tell me, please pinpoint, what is it that you like about this? He's like, we should be men. We should make our bed. We need to have discipline. And everything he was saying, I was like, I feel like the church has told me that my entire life. Like, what am I missing here that is just catching so rawly? And he's not the only one. I think another famous example is Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan has a bit of a vulgar mouth. I don't really listen to the show, but people, he's really telling truth. He's really getting to that. And everything he says, I'm like, I feel like that's stuff we've all been saying for a very long time. What is it that's the disconnect? I do think that one thing I'll give Jordan, because I'm a bit critical of them, but one thing I'll give Jordan Peterson and Joe Rogan and these people credit for is when they say it, they have everything to lose. You know, Joe Rogan has a lot of money, Spotify could cut him loose, but he still speaks the truth despite the fact that, you know, it could cause him real problems, especially because he's not surrounded by Christians. Same with Jordan Peterson. He's a professor in canon, all that. He has everything to lose when he speaks the truth. Again, through his prism of truth, because I don't think he's quite got the truth. But they have everything to lose when they say it. They still have the courage to say it. And I think that is absolute. I think that is what catches people. It's not that these people are speaking something so astounding the church has never said before. It's that people are looking for examples of courage in the face of persecution. And sadly, many times they're not seeing it in the church. They're seeing compromise in the church. They're seeing Christian pastors who have an entire congregation who would probably agree with them, but they're worried of offending one or two guests in the back. So they're going to, you know, water down the message. And then they look over at people like Joe Rogan and Jordan Peterson who could easily lose a whole bunch of money, book deals or whatever, and yet they still keep hammering it. And they go, see, those guys are courageous. They have everything to lose, but they still go for it. The church pastors are scared to speak the truth. We really need to get back to a place where our pulpits are filled with people who are not scared to speak the truths that offend people today. It doesn't mean you get up there and just start hammering politics per se, but it is where we are a people of truth and we go, look, this is the truth. I'm not going to try to water this message. I'm not going to compromise. I'm going to bring you the truth, even if it's going to scald you, even if you're not going to like it as you hear it. That's what I don't know that that's what makes Joe Rogan and Jordan Peterson, because I've really tried to figure them out for years. I think that's at least part of what makes them so famous. That, and sadly, I think the church's message has just gotten so lost over the time. There's so many things that people hear somebody going, hey, be masculine. They go, wow, I've never heard that before. But haven't you been attending church for years? Yeah. And all I heard there was, you know, my hurt and stuff like that. I think that can become a real problem too.